You're listening to Sion Radio with me, Andrew David, the managing editor, way, way back in the dim history of time. When I first joined the BBC, I was working in the popular music library, so I love music. Music, as John Miles told us, is my first love. So it's really good to hook up with local musicians, and one that we hooked up with last year, I think we must have been in the middle of lockdown too or something like that, Jake Newby. Jake, thank you for spending time with us today here on Sion Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Andrew. It's lovely to speak to you again.
The last time, as a true musician, you were appealing for money. Well, actually, you were raising money for charity. Tell us about that and how did it go?
Well, that was the Christmas single, Christmas Angel, which came out of at the end of recording the album that we'll talk about in a bit. Just a song came up, and I always wanted to do a Christmas song. So it all came together. But I thought, There's a lot of need out there for people. People are really struggling at the moment, so I wanted to try and raise some money for some food banks in Lincoln, Grimsby and Louth. So I was selling it on Bandcamp and trying to get a bit of money that way.
And don't hold back. Tell us how much you raised.
Well, it was £180 we managed to get, so that was £60 to each of them, I would have loved it to have been more, but you've got to be realistic. A win's a win, isn't it? You know,
so, and they can turn that money into so much good. And, you know, we're still seeing in lockdown three stories in the last two or three days about the huge use of food banks, not just by people who are at the very extreme ends of poverty, but people who've maybe simply lost their job unexpectedly, you know, been in the retail sector and they've got no job to go back to now. And they have had to go and queue up at food banks. So it can be converted into really, really practical stuff that you couldn't do just on your own. So congratulations. Well done. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I think the contacting the food banks as well and letting them know what I was doing was an opportunity to say thank you to them as well for what they do, because I don't imagine it's very easy being faced with such need and only been able to meet some of it. So I think they appreciate when people do get in touch and say thank you as well, which is an easy thing for us to do, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Now, you're locked down, but you're locked down with your studio and everything around you to be creative. And that's not stopped you, because you're on the cusp of releasing an album from which we have a brand new track, which we're going to play in a minute. So how's the album come together?
It's come together very slowly, I think, is the truth. Yeah, I've been recording at home and I had plans. I talked to some session musicians about getting into the Pump House studio here in Louth. But then with lockdowns coming on, that had to be postponed, and then tried to rearrange it and another lockdown came around and that kind of thing. So I've ended up doing it all at home and on my own, which has been an exciting experience. It's because I've been doing it around having a family and everything else like that. So, you know, sort of like getting bits in here and there and trying to create the feel of an ensemble, you know, of having a band, of having different people. So try to get that energy in there and the different instrumentation and things like that.
But it's all your own, literally, it is all your own work, isn't it?
It is literally all me. Yeah. So. There's backing vocals there and things, so like trying to do different, use my voice differently if I'm doing the backing vocals to when I'm doing the main vocals, and using different guitars for the different tracks on it, so that they're layered, the guitars, so you've got like one playing one thing and
it's fascinating. I was just chatting before we started to record, and I just love the introduction, because there's this wonderful, wide, big, huge sound of guitars. And I sort of nerdily said, trying to impress you, oh, was it a 12 string? And you said, no, it's an expensive guitar and a cheap guitar, but we've moved it all over those. Now, the thing is, of course, you're creating all this wonderful musical sound for us. What's it going to be like when you're allowed to go back on tour? You're going to have a big band and some backing singers.
Yeah, I have thought that. I've put a bid in, actually, or I'm looking at putting a bid in to get some funding. Because the thing is, we're getting session musicians, people to come play with you. You need to be able to pay them, and a lot of the time, you know, there's very little money in these things. So, yes, that's the dream, is to get like a bit of an ensemble. I think if I can get keyboard player who can also play guitar and sing, and someone to do the cajon, which is, I don't know if you know what a cajon is, but it's like a little, it's a box that's got a drum skin on the front and a bit of a tambourine inside of it. And they play those. There's some amazing people. There's this Lady Esther who was going to come do it for me.
Well, I was nearly there. I was there at piano and I was there at song. But when you said cajon and guitar, I can do air guitar, but that's probably not very much good to you. Tell us about the track we're going to hear. It's called Empire.
Yeah, it's I haven't got many sort of quite straight love songs, but this is my love song on the album, really, for my partner, Lindsay. So it's the idea of paying tribute to the one you love, and that so there's lots of references in there to laurel trees and eagles and laying it all before someone and that kind of thing, to kind of create that idea of they are the person you idolize, and having it all before them. But I wanted it to be quite rousing as well, you know, so quite a joyous song.
And it's got what I call a drive because of the way you're playing the guitars. It's very much on the front foot. It's not a back foot love song with lots of gooey chords. This is actually a driving, positive, full of energy, full of hope, full of the spring we're all looking forward to, dare I say.
Yes, on the album there's quite a lot of songs about seasons and spring particularly, I think it's true. I think people, you need to be able to drive forward sometimes. Because this is going to be the first song on the album. And it is that kind of like, yeah, exploding sort of like that joyous thing. Because I wanted to release this one as a single, as you say, because at the moment it feels like we do need a bit of like, we're getting there. We're so close. Yeah. We're so close to the end. Well, not the end, but an easier way of living. So it is like something just to push us forward.
That'd be fantastic. Absolutely. Now, we've muttered about the spring album. Spring starts at the beginning of March and runs on until the beginning of May. Have you got a date line for when the album might be out?
I am trying to be strict with myself and stop saying the spring. Yeah, I mean, it's also quite hard because once you've finished something as a musician, you just want to go, look what I've done, yay, let's just chuck it out there. But I'm trying to be a bit more measured about it, but I think I'm going to go with St. George's Day, April the 23rd, which falls on a Friday this year. So this is an exclusive for you, Andrew.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, I'm really literally thinking about it before we came on air. So April the 23rd.
April the 23rd, St. George's Day. Great day to launch something like that. Now, before we play the track, you cheekily said, oh, when you sent me the little press release, you said, oh, you might want to look at my YouTube channel. I thought, YouTube channel? What are you doing now? But you have this very impressive I'm a TV star YouTube channel. Tell us about it.
Well, it came from just messaging other musicians over Christmas and into January, and just missing seeing people and talking about music, because as a solo artist you kind of, it's, you don't have that band camaraderie as much. I do play in a band as well, so it's nice to get some of that, but it's meeting people at gigs and you get a chance to talk to them there. And I sort of thought, well, we could have a little Zoom chat. So I said, well, if we're gonna have a Zoom chat, why don't I record it and then I'll put it up on YouTube. So that was Kieran Sibowell. Mm-hmm. I was talking to about that. And I thought, well, if I can do it with Kieran, I could do it with all sorts of people. And I've just been spoiling myself, really, talking to all these people. But it's fascinating learning about how people write songs and why they write them the way they do, and the things that really motivate them, how they got to the place they are. So it's it's called Lincolnshire New Folk Movement.
And if people just go to YouTube, it's Lincolnshire New Folk Movement, and that takes you straight to the channel.
It does, yeah. We've got I think it's 12 videos up there now. I've got another few that I've done that are waiting, so I'll kind of leave them a few days, give people a chance.
And from my point of view, as a professional TV person, it's not wobbly cam. It's really nicely put together. So congratulations, well done.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew. Yeah, it's been a real joy to do.
I'm sure it has. And it's that face-to-face communication, even if it's via something like Zoom or whatever, is something which is crucial to us just keeping our heads above water, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. One of the things I've found sort of approaching people asking to talk is people are desperate to talk about it. People really miss talking about the work that they do. And also finding that some people, this sort of saddened me when I found out that some people didn't feel that they were able to reach out and do that because they've been locked down for so long that they feel nervous to then start coming out again. So I've left those standing invitations open to those people, and hopefully they will come out. But yeah, that connects. I'd really encourage anybody who, if there's somebody you haven't seen for a while, a Zoom chat is different to just a phone call or something. I think it's really nice to see each other.
Jake, it's as ever a great pleasure and lots of fun to chat to you. We're looking forward to St. George's Day, which you've now said publicly is the day the album's going to come out. And I should put that in my diary. I should be calling you up. But tell us how, if we want to download the single we're going to play, Empire, how should people try and get hold of it?
It's available on all the major streaming platforms, but it is available to buy and download from Bandcamp. Again, if you just search Jake Newby Music, it'll take you there. If you just put it in Google, it'll take you there. There's a website and stuff.
Fantastic.
As well.
Jake Newby, thank you so much indeed for spending time with us here on Siren Radio. And let's look forward to the spring and the arrival of your new album. But for the moment, here's the taster. It's called Empire.
Sit with me underneath the log tree. It's been so long, we need to speak. My multiple personalities are trying to get the best of me. I've laid all I have there at your feet. I know it makes a meager heap of things that you don't want to keep, but they're tied up with the rest of me. Guess all that I'm trying to say is, won't you be my everyday, everyday? I know violets don't have much to say, but they up and told me anyway. When they grow and when they bloom, their colors shine just for you. Sanctuary, but if you ever have the need, I'll tell the moths that we need aid, and eagles will be on their way. I guess all that I'm trying to say is, won't you be my everyday, everyday? Oh,
days never fade with time. Summer rise and gold will shine. The empress of my heart is you, ruled by love and ever true, ever true. The empress of my heart is you, ruled by love and ever true. Guess all that I'm trying to say is, won't you be my every day, every day? I guess all that I'm trying to say is, won't you be my every day?